Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
So Baby Kay called up and she mentioned how she played the piano and music.
Yeah.
55 years ago today, on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles played this song for the first time in America.
And I watched it.
I
remember it.
I remember my brother and sister going nuts.
Yes.
And going, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I remember. But that was great music.
Oh, yeah.
And what is the big deal with this one? Is it mention coffee or something?
Valentine's Day.
Oh. Valentine's Day, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And coffee, too, I'm sure. You can have coffee with the
Beatles.
Was
coffee mentioned in there?
My mom, Baby Kay, called earlier in the show and said she was drinking her Cajun coffee. And we've gotten several people email in and say, what's Cajun coffee? Well, get on your internet machine and type in community coffee. And there's places you can order it online. If you do that, it actually says Walmart and Target carry it. I don't know that they do.
Maybe not this far west.
Yeah.
They do. I've bought it there before.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Mm-hmm. It comes in a red package.
But it's experimental. Take it, drink it when you don't have to go anywhere, and it's very strong.
Yeah.
Make sure you can tolerate it before.
The coffee and chicory is very strong.
You will use about half the grounds that you use with any other brand of coffee.
Mom doesn't.
Right. Mom takes it strong, that's for sure. But community coffee, it's the Cajun coffee enjoyed by most Cajuns throughout South Louisiana, and we bring it in by bulk to drink ourselves.
And in our spirit of local, I do know Flavors of Louisiana sells it. I've bought it there a few times on my way home. When I leave the studio, if we're broadcasting KTR, I always have a hard decision to make. Do I go north and get a po' boy and crawfish bisque from Papado's, or do I go west and get a po' boy and etouffee from Flavors of Louisiana?
Some good choices.
It's my hardest choice I make every Saturday.
Well, that's what Cajun coffee is, community coffee.
And you can get it at Flavors of Louisiana.
All right. Shall we take this call real quick, wrap up?
Let's do it.
And then get back down, give a highlight on Tucson again.
Donna.
Okay, Donna.
And Mesa.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I am calling is we have two different opinions on where we need to put a recirculating pump. We have a bathroom, my master bathroom's all the way at the end of my house, and it takes forever for the water to get hot. Someone says put it in the bathroom underneath your sink, and someone says no, put it on your water heater. What are your thoughts?
The most common solution is putting it on the water heater, and then you go to the bathroom farthest from the water heater, and you put a thermocoupler in between your supply flexes, and then that takes care of all the faucets throughout the whole house. You're actually bringing the hot water to every location at one time. And then most of those circulating pumps have timers on it. Just set it to come on when you normally need it. Like our timer comes on at 4 in the morning and shuts off at 7:30, and then comes on again at 4:30 in the afternoon and shuts off about 8:30 at night. And that way you're not heating all that water 24 hours a day constantly and not driving your utility bill up unnecessarily high. I would mount it at the water heater. We appreciate the call, Donna. Thanks a million.
And it's the final hour of the tour of Lizzie Bell Home in Tucson, Arizona. If you can get to River and Craycroft and want to see a really neat home that was done, remodeled in less than 100 hours, you can do that. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, click events. When you get there, you will see, scroll past the 21st Annual Wickenburg Gold Rush Days. That parade should be going on now as long as the Prada del Sol, but keep going. There you go. Bell Home Extreme Makeover. We've got a contact number for you there to get the exact address. They didn't want it published or broadcasted, but you can call and get to go see ABC's Extreme Makeover Home for the Team Lizzie Bell. Very neat story. We've talked about it a few times during the broadcast, and that's the next hour. You have a chance to get by and see it.
Yeah, and you also, if you can't get by, be sure you go ahead and donate blood. A couple places in Tucson. One's the Broadway Blood Donation Center. The other one's the Foothills Mall Blood Donation Center. We are very short on blood. Red Cross actually reached out to us and said, please help promote this as well.
And when you go to give blood, tell them Lizzie sent you.
That's right.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, never know when you might need it, right, Rose?
Yeah, right. I walk out of the house October 16th, and I don't walk back in my front door till January 18th. What happened to those 4 months? I missed the election. I missed the holidays.
You know, it was...
It's like a time capsule.
Well,
just
we missed you.
Gone.
It was funny because...
Now it's funny.
Well, yeah. when you came back in, there was all these newspaper articles you'd been saving on... I think it was 127,
APS. 125 and 305 and all the commentaries on all the propositions.
And it was just like you walk in and you're looking at everything. It's just, you scoop them all up, put them right in the trash.
There's a time capsule.
You know, we had Kevin from Dan Sizen was on the air and said he was out for 10 days after a wreck. He said it's the strangest thing to come
it
back.
It is.
And in light of Rosie, his favorite movie... Papillon.
Hey,
because
you
he
bastards.
Never gives up.
I'm still here.
Yeah, that's right. That's
for all the doctors that doubted it. That one was from Rosie to you.
Yeah, more than one doctor said I'm a miracle man.